We interrupt this program for an important bulletin.
February 13th is World Radio Day. We're joining with UNESCO to celebrate radio and how it shapes our lives, how it informs us, entertains us, and gives us a voice.
13 февраля – Всемирный день радио.
В FM-диапазоне, на длинных волнах, в цифровом формате или через интернет.
Радио предоставляет вам микрофон.
2月13日是世界广播日。
通过短波、长波、数字或互联网，广播将麦克风交给你，给你发言权，聆听你的声音。
Ce 13 février, c'est la journée mondiale de la radio.
En FM, en grandes ondes, en numérique ou par Internet,
la radio vous tend le micro, vous donne la parole, vous écoute.
La radio, votre accès anonyme à l'information vérifiée.
February 13th, it's World Radio Day.
Through FM, longwave, digital or the internet.
Radio hands you the mic, gives you the floor, listens to you.
Radio saves lives. This is UNESCO's message today.
Three little words, three very powerful little words. Radio saves lives. Here are three more powerful little words. World Radio Day. We observe World Radio Day every February 13th. The declaration of World Radio Day comes from the United Nations through UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. That's how important radio is a century into its existence. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 2, Episode 3. In her World Radio Day message in 2016, UNESCO Secretary General Irina Bokova declares, "Radio saves lives." She's thinking at the time of local radio's role in times of crisis.
Radio is one of our strongest allies for tackling natural disasters and humanitarian emergencies. It allows us to prevent dangers and foster life-saving behaviors. It helps disseminate vital information to protect human life and to support reconstruction. It sustains links within societies, restoring contacts between parents and children, between communities torn by crisis.
Local radio's role in times of local crisis is the bedrock of my ongoing research and presentations about radio. It's the mass communication service and technology that works and can be received without electricity, even transmitted without regular electricity, with nothing more than a gasoline power generator. World Radio Day celebrates radio as a medium. UNESCO hopes the event and the radio community awareness of it around the world will lead to more international cooperation between radio broadcasters. It wants to encourage broadcasters of all sizes everywhere to promote access to information and freedom of expression and gender equality over the airwaves. UNESCO points out, radio is the mass medium that reaches more people around the world than any other form of mass communication. The agency estimates that something like 90% of the planet's population listens to radio regularly during any given week. And while there may be fewer people listening to radio in very highly developed, technology-obsessed regions such as Canada and the United States, the people who do not listen to radio in many less developed areas do not listen because they don't have access to it. Imagine, we've had publicly licensed radio in Canada for 100 years now, since 1919. Yet there are still some far reaches of the world where, whether it's because of topography, culture, or politics, radio is not available. World Radio Day takes on a special theme each year. Last year, it was about sports on radio and the unifying power of sports. In a previous year, it was a celebration of the significance of community radio. Another time, the role of local radio in times of local crisis. This year, it's about radio's role in fostering dialogue, tolerance, and peace. Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General of the United Nations itself, considers radio a vital tool reaching more people than any other platform.
It conveys vital information and raises awareness on important issues. And it is a personal, interactive platform where people can air their views, concerns, and grievances. Radio can create a community. For the United Nations, especially our peacekeeping operations, radio is a vital way of informing, reuniting, and empowering people affected by war. On this World Radio Day, let us recognize the power of radio to promote dialogue, tolerance, and peace.
Dialogue. CBC Radio in Canada has a national weekly show on Sunday afternoons called Cross Country Checkup. Listeners can phone in from anywhere in Canada to add voice to an issue of national interest or to bring a perspective from where they are to something they feel is significant. When the provincial government in Alberta banned the sale of wine made in British Columbia, the province next door, last year, CBC Radio in Calgary and CBC Radio in Vancouver connected for an afternoon call-in show. Listeners from neighboring provinces voiced their perspectives on a trade dispute about pipelines to move oil from Alberta through BC, the flashpoint in the retaliatory ban against wine from BC. Tolerance? Some years ago, I produced a radio documentary about AIDS. Our team spent more than 18 months getting it ready. When it aired on historic Chum FM in Toronto, some listeners called the switchboard to say thank you. A few others vowed they would never listen to the radio station again. A school board official in a nearby jurisdiction railed against it and our evils. I sent him a copy, urging him to share it with colleagues in schools. And a young man wrote me a letter saying, because they heard our documentary, his father and brother, who had not talked to him in years, were talking to him again. Peace? The goodwill fostered on radio every day, the understanding that comes from hearing different viewpoints, the wish of the late-night DJ on freeform FM radio of the 60s and 70s and where it still exists today, the formal announcements broadcast live on radio and reported in the news, peace accords, reconciliation talks, and exploration on air. Dialogue, tolerance, peace. I have met and come to know people from all over the world because of our mutual love of radio. I listen to local radio every place in the world I ever visit. One of my radio friends is Jonathan Tay. We met at a course conference at the University of Leicester in the UK about 5 years ago. Jonathan lives in Ghana. I know he's passionate and knowledgeable about radio, so we connect over an app.
I believe that radio has a tremendous role in fostering peace, tolerance, and dialogue. And Ghana's case has been no exception. It's been a huge success story as far as using it as the media or the mechanism to transmit information to everybody within the public space.
Here's a story about radio's role in Ghana that comes to mind for Jonathan.
A classic example happens to be in 2016 when we had elections in order to elect the new president of the country. And it got to a point when the political temperature was really heated and we had a lot of anxiety, which could have really triggered off some kind of chaos or violence, because the Electoral Commission at the time had challenges in collating the figures. So at a point, it had to resort to manual count of votes that were being brought to the collation center. And thankfully, radio, and for that matter, journalists who were reporting, helped to ensure that we had the right figures. And at the end of the day, the incumbent president at the time had to concede that he indeed accepts that he had lost elections. Imagine what would have happened if radio was not to be existent in this very country.
And Jonathan finishes his story with a call to action.
In that regard, I just wish to say that we've got to empower the media space, and for that matter, every radio station, so that we can channel the needed information to everybody who is out there. And at the end of the day, distance will not be a barrier and will be on the same wavelength as far as information dissemination is concerned.
Radio remains a force for good in the world if the corporations and individuals who own or control radio stations will let them. Their staffs will continue to produce programs and take initiatives for programs for the good of listeners. It's in our nature. If they interfere with good initiatives, the listener and ultimately the value of the radio station will be harmed. In many cases, interference violates the codes, regulations, or government licenses granted to radio station owners. UNESCO does a great service by recognizing radio on this annual occasion. There's no other international universal recognition like this with a social imperative. So, on this annual World Radio Day, let us resolve radio does good. Let's do everything we can to make sure it has the resources and the ability to continue to do so. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.